The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers hasn't had a contested election for its top jobs in more than half a century. The Department of Labor last year investigated allegations that the union stymied a challenger's attempt to run and found merit to the claim. So the union agreed to hold a new election process under Department of Labor oversight. Jay Kronk is challenging the IAM's Tom Buffenberger for international president.
Things just have been getting worse and worse in terms of arrogance at the top and like a culture of privilege within the executive council.
Kronk points to Buffenberger's compensation of more than $300,000 and the union's private Learjet. Instead, he says the IAM should spend less and reduce members' dues. He also says the international leaders didn't negotiate hard enough with Boeing and didn't listen to the wishes of the union's 30,000 Washington members. A spokesman for Buffenberger says he was concerned about making sure Boeing builds the 777X in Washington State and keeps those jobs here. A local business representative from District Lodge 751, Jason Redrup, has joined Kronk on the reform ticket. They say they face an uphill battle, but they're optimistic they'll get through the nomination process. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.